from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan Orlovsky on Jared Goff, who signed a $55 million a year extension this offseason. We'll talk plenty of him. Lions, as we're jumping around the Bills' schedule a little bit. The Bills play the Lions later in the year, December 15th. That's week 15, 4:25 game at Detroit. We'll talk about it with Nolan Bianchi. I'm distracted, though, Sal, because it's 8:05 in the morning, and I don't know what's going on down the hall, but there is a ton of pasta out in the bistro. Like, who's eating rigatoni at 8:05 in the morning?
I am.
Okay, well,
you're eating rigatoni
normally,
in there right now?
Yep.
I do know that normally, like, Odyssey, like, where we work in our building, a lot of times there's a sales meeting on Tuesdays, so the sales team gets together. So somebody might have said, hey, we got this new product, and we're selling, and there's advertiser. Could be something like that.
You know what I think it is? It's the It's the Taste of Buffalo this week, right?
See, that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah, Taste of Buffalo this week, which would explain why. Is there chicken parm out there also? Chicken parm. Okay. But
there is a container of just shaved Parmesan, though.
Just shaved Parmesan.
Cheese. Listen to this. I thought about grabbing that, but
Nolan, is it ever too early to eat heavy Italian food on a Tuesday?
No, I was actually going to ask if I'd come by.
I know, right? It sounds good.
Any veal available, or what we got going on?
Some little veal parm, maybe out there. Yeah.
I can go for just a couple Parmesan.
We have the Taste of Buffalo. It's been a staple here for probably about almost 30 years now in Buffalo. It's just great, and there's just vendors everywhere, and you go in and you buy tickets. What do they have anything like that in Detroit? Anything similar to that where all these different vendors come? I know there's a Taste of Charlotte actually was founded and started by a friend of mine who's a former Buffalonian based on the Taste of Buffalo. Do they have anything like that in Detroit?
Yeah, they got this thing. It's not necessarily in Detroit, but I would say one of the big kind of regional events of the year, like end of summer type deal. It's this thing called Arts, Beats, and Eats. Kind of sounds like it's a similar thing. You know, it's just a big fair with all these different restaurants and vendors, and they get you know, pretty decent musical acts. I went there one time, and it was pretty awesome. It's something I kind of like try to make a point to go to, but you know, time permitting, of course.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Time of year.
I'm gonna have to fight the urge not to go out and get some pasta in the next couple hours. We'll talk plenty of Detroit sports coming up here. Nolan Bianchi, if you want to follow him on Twitter, at Nolan Bianchi. I might have to sneak in a quick Berhalter rant at the end of this. I don't know. We'll see what Nolan thinks about the U.S. soccer team. But let's start with the Lions. So we're going through the Bills' schedule, Nolan, and is their offseason just completely about they paid Jared Goff? I mean, I know there's been other moves, but $55 million a year. I guess, are you surprised at all that he was able to get, or that they were willing to give him basically the biggest quarterback contract in the league?
Well, first of all, the clip you guys played in the open to the show, I thought that was actually you guys, and I was like, man, they're really loving themselves some Jared Goff. But no, I think it was completely appropriate. It had to be done. I think he deserved it. I mean, like, this is a team who I think maybe you guys experienced it a little bit with the Bills, but like, there's just always this feeling of like, until the good things started happening, there was never a belief that the good things were going to happen. And I think that you need a quarterback who's level-headed, who's you know, he's accurate and he's all those things, but he's a great leader. And I think that really shows up with this team. You know, it's just kind of, I know some people balk at the price tag on his face, but ultimately I think it's a contract that he probably earned. And over the last 2 years, I mean, he has been playing like a top 10 quarterback. So I don't anticipate that this is going to hurt them in the slightest. You know, I don't see this as a situation where all of a sudden, you know, it may be Daniel Jones type situation where you're like, oh crap, you know, they got 3 years left and he's not playing very well. So it had to be done. And I think it's the right move.
Do you think, before, just a quick follow-up, Sal, think when he got there that the Lions were always kind of open to this trajectory with him? Because I know where I stood, and I wasn't following it like day-to-day, but where I stood when they traded Stafford for Goff was, oh, they're taking the bad contract for the Rams, so, you know, they'll play Goff for a year. And whenever they can get out of the contract, they'll get out of the contract. Do you feel like the Lions approached it the same way and then pivoted once he started performing well? Or do you think they were always open to, no, this guy could be our quarterback for the long term?
You know, they have said since day one that he is not a bridge quarterback. And I think a lot of people found it hard to believe them at first. But, like, the message didn't change. You know, I thought that was kind of interesting. And that's, I don't know if I necessarily believed them at first of like, you know, come on, you know, this guy, he gets traded away and now you're all of a sudden going to like try to make him your franchise quarterback. I just didn't really buy it. And I don't know. That has been the message the entire time. I think he came out after his first or second year and Brett Holmes was saying, you know, it's so much harder to get better at quarterback than it is to get worse. And Jared Goff has gotten better at quarterback over the last couple of years. He's continued to grow his game. And so, yeah, I don't know. If there was any inclination that they were going to kind of, you know, make him a bridge quarterback, they did a very good job hiding it, and they never wavered from that message. So I do think that they always considered this a possibility. And, you know, dare I say, they were hopeful that this would happen.
So it's funny. I was actually going to ask a very similar question to Joe, but I'll follow it with this then. So what happened? Why? How did his trajectory get to this point? Is this Ben Johnson pixie dust around him, basically? Dan Campbell, the organization, Jared Goff himself obviously has a lot to do with it, but what happened?
It's probably a combination of a lot of those things. I think his relationship with Ben Johnson was really critical to kind of getting the entire ship turned around, like from a team standpoint. But it was actually one of the more fun, cool stories I've done over the last couple of years was right before the NFC Championship game, I went out to his high school. And I talked to his old high school coach, and I saw his yearbook quote, and it said, you know, you cannot get wrapped up. And it's a John Wooden quote. It was like, don't be influenced by, you know, praise or criticism. It's a weakness to get caught up in either one. I'm having these conversations with his coaches, and you kind of just, like, start to realize that this guy has always been very, very mentally tough. And I do think that has played a pretty big role in his success because like you mentioned, when he came here, he wasn't really the guy that people thought was going to be the next guy. You know, they kind of were waiting for him to mess up so they could say, okay, there it is. And, you know, I don't really know how I can explain it, but I do think while the nurturing, I guess, system of Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell is really important, I do think that Jared Goff is just that kind of guy. You know, I think this is kind of revealing his character instead of testing it, if you will.
So around him, what else has their offense or their offseason looked like? I know just from a fantasy perspective, it seems like Jameson Williams is going to be counted on more this year after not playing a ton in his first two seasons. But really, like, I guess outside of Goff, what's been the story of the Lions offseason?
Well, people getting paid everywhere. You got Penei Sewell getting the highest paid offensive lineman in the league. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown getting about $30 million a year. So it's been a season of paying their guys. But they've also done a really good job of just kind of continuing to supplement the pieces that they already have without breaking the bank. They went out and they got DJ Reader to play defensive tackle next to Aleem McNeil. They went out and they got Kevin Zeitler from Baltimore to fill in the hole that Jonah Jackson left behind at left guard. And so nothing too crazy, no big swings. I think a lot of the offense is going to look the same next year. But like you mentioned, Jameson Williams, I think he's going to be a guy next year. Really, really took off at the end of last season. And it doesn't look like the Lions were too motivated to get like extra competition in there. So definitely think that he's gonna have a season this year.
Is he like a, like for you, is he a complete type of receiver here? Is he being used in more gadget ways? I guess like if he really hits this year, I guess what is it going to look like? Is it going to be like all deep stuff? I'm still trying to figure out, because it's still been a limited amount, like what type of receiver we're going to have here.
I think it's going to be a combination of all three. Like, I think you're going to see, because the big thing with them last year was that they couldn't really connect on a lot of deep passes, and the timing just looked off and stuff like that. But he was making a lot of great catches over the middle, and that's kind of where he does a lot of his damage. He just catches the ball and runs, and nobody can really catch up to him. So absolutely they're going to keep leaning on him for the gadget stuff. But I also think that they, you know, I think they'll get creative with him. I think you'll see a little bit in every area.
Oh, and the other turnaround story here is really Dan Campbell and how he was viewed nationally when he was hired and biting kneecaps, and he became a meme and jokes. Man, this guy has really done a great job as the head of that organization there. What's the feeling on Dan Campbell now and where it was versus where it is?
Man, yeah, it's all love. And I mean, the first season was rough, no doubt. And there were a lot of people who were questioning, like, oh, this is the guy who gets up here and he cries after the game when they're 0-11. And, you know, there were just a lot of things around the organization that didn't look good in his first year. But now, like, I'm struggling to, I don't want to, like, quite loft him into, like, Steve Yzerman territory yet. But, like, it's a similar thing where he's the man in town. Everybody absolutely loves him. I don't think...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A single person. I mean, there was... You get random haters after, like, the NFC Championship and stuff like that. But for the most part, man, I don't know if there's ever been a coach with as high of an approval rating in this city.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Yzerman, obviously, the foundation of lifting the cup three times is always going to help, too.
Yeah.
He... Like you mentioned, he got some criticism a lot, and I remember fighting with a lot of people on his behalf, defending him for some of those calls in the NFC Championship game. Do you think he's going to keep going with that, with being as aggressive as he is on fourth downs? Because Brandon Staley got a lot of this same criticism 2 years ago, and what I've always tried to point out is he chickened out after that. Like, he went from the most aggressive coach at that stuff for his first year or two to he went below average his last two seasons with the Chargers. And I feel like Campbell, just because of his mantra, like the way he is, I almost feel like he's a strong enough personality that he'll just, like, I'm just going to keep being me and I don't care what you guys say about it.
100%. I think that would be the absolute wrong thing to do, is to completely change what got you here because of, you know, that's like kind of a results-based decision rather than a process-driven decision. So when it comes to a guy like him, like, I think he just – people respect him so much because he doesn't change. And you hear that from all his assistant coaches. You hear that from all his players. And the fact that you know he's going for it and then he does go for it is something that's really – confidence boosting to these guys, and yeah, absolutely. I don't see that changing in the slightest. Maybe he might even go the other way, where he becomes like more aggressive because he's just like, but, you know. I guess that remains to be seen. But I don't think it'll be a Brandon Staley situation where, you know, this breaks his brain or anything.
NFC North. So Lions are still the favorite. They're their second favorite to win the conference. So I don't think anyone thinks that they've taken a step back. Do you think, though, the division behind them has caught up a bit?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Packers were playing such good football at the end of last season. The Bears were playing not bad football at the end of last season. They got a very good defense, a very good wide receiving core. They're working on the offensive line. And so if you just like kind of think that Caleb Williams is going to be anything, like I think you can kind of – see them having like a 9-8 season at least this year. And then nothing would surprise me with the Vikings as well. Like they're just kind of the team that's always there. Kevin O'Connell is a good coach. I don't know if they're going to go with Sam Darnold or JJ McCarthy from RIP, but you know, they're just a team who always seems to be there, and it never surprises me when they are. But yeah, I think it's going to be a two horse race mainly between the Lions and Packers, but I still see the Lions kind of being a little bit ahead. But I was on a Green Bay radio station the other day. I said I could see it being a situation where it's like 13-4 and 12-5 in the division, you know. And somebody's going to end up a wild card, and that's a bummer. But, you know, I think it's going to be pretty stacked this year.
Wow, 12-13 wins. That's a lot, but a team that did go to the NFC Championship game last year. The Bills play them in December. A lot's got to happen between now and then. But if you had to pick out one area where maybe things aren't looking great for the Lions, or at least a questionable. What I guess the way I'll ask it is this, Nolan, like, what's the concern area of the team going into training camp for fans?
Man, that's a tough one. I would still say the secondary, but I think that's like kind of the intrigue of this training camp is like, are these young guys going to be able to kind of step up? Because they overhauled the secondary last season. They brought in Cam Sutton. They brought in Emmanuel Mosley, and then Mosley, you know, never really got healthy, and then the Sutton thing worked out didn't work out for a variety of reasons, but his play wasn't, you know, even very good last year. So I do think that there are still a lot of question marks in the cornerback room. You know, who's going to start? I think it'll probably be Arnold opposite of Carlton Davis week one, but, you know, just like bringing over Cam Sutton from Pittsburgh, you know, you think that Carlton Davis is going to translate, but until you see it, everything else on this team is really a proven commodity. Like, I like what they have at safety, linebacker, D-line, and then the offense has been humming for years now, and I think they got better. So, yeah.
Let's switch gears to the Red Wings for a minute or two. Nolan Bianchi on the Western Hotline, Detroit News, covering the Red Wings, covering the Lions, soccer in Detroit as well. the Red Wings offseason, they bring Kane back, which I wasn't expecting. I thought he might leave there, but he stays. And here are these teams at the bottom of the division, Nolan. I feel like Ottawa, Detroit, Buffalo are all trying to jump up with the big guys in the Atlantic, and they just can't seem to do it. The Red Wings, though, like, how frustrating, I guess, how much pressure is on them, given that, like, they were doing it all of last year, really, it felt like, until the end when it kind of fell apart.
Yeah. It's funny. I feel like I've had this exact conversation on this exact radio station probably 4 years ago about the Red Wings, Sabres, and Senators looking to make that next step.
And yeah.
Nobody has done it. But, no, yeah, you're right. The thing that kind of stunk about it was, watching it, it was just it was their Achilles heel, like, that got them. It was just, like, an inability to play defense, to have a good goalie, and they just kind of – it was somewhat predictable. But, yeah, extremely frustrating, and I don't know that they got a whole lot better this offseason. I don't think they made any bad moves either. Like, I think if you kind of looked at the free agent market, you're kind of saying, okay, well, it makes sense that a team wouldn't want to go jump around in that pool. But I am kind of interested to see what happens if you know, they're playing 500 hockey this year, and there's a reason for it. It's because they didn't get a whole lot better, and maybe they didn't get the production from their young guys that they quite thought they would. But, yeah, it feels like a make-or-break year.
Yeah. Make-or-break, what's the break? Are we talking like a coach firing? I can't believe Yzerman's in any danger whatsoever, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a coach fire. I think he has the most cachet maybe of any general manager who's ever existed here. So, yeah, I think he'll be safe.
What is his – I mean – the plan, like, is they are kind of a mix right now of they've brought in these older guys in free agency the last couple of years, and then there's the young core. Are they just kind of waiting for the young core to step up more? Is that really what Yzerman's plan here is?
It feels that way, and it's just been a long time. Like, they really haven't had anybody who's, you know, outside of Seider and Raymond, which were his first two draft picks, that have been able to come up and stay up. And so that... they have a really good prospect pool, all these things. And it's like, okay, well, eventually you're going to get there, but, you know, time's going by and clock's ticking. And yeah, you're right. He has kind of, you know, jammed up the roster a little bit. He likes his two-way forwards. He likes his big body defensemen. And, you know, I don't know where they're going to have spots for this guy. He also made a pretty crazy move at the beginning of, I think it was right before free agency, where he traded Jake Walman, packaged him with a second. He was only on like a $3.4 million contract. Good defenseman for the Red Wings over the last couple of years, and they gave San Jose a second just to take him. So, I don't know. Everybody was like, oh, he's cooking, you know, he's got to have some other move. But I think that was just like, I don't want to say cope, but it was a little bit of like coping on people's behalf of like, I don't really know that something else is coming, and so far it really hasn't. I mean, they signed Tarasenko, they signed Kane, but they haven't been like monster deals. You know, maybe that money did still come into play, but so far it's still a pretty questionable decision.
All right, very quickly before we let you go, I know I saw Fox say this the other day that the U.S. men's national team for soccer is going to make some announcement about the manager job this week, whether Greg Berhalter stays or goes. Do you have a strong opinion one way or the other here? I'm very much on like, I gotta see them do something. I gotta feel they have to act in some way.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. And you can't have a tournament like you just had and somebody not get fired. It was really ugly. I don't know.
Right.
I'd probably lean on the make a change side.
Yep. Jurgen Klopp. Come on, let's do it. Let's get him in here.
Yeah, no, That'd be great. Make him president too. I said,
give him. I suggested giving him one state. Give him like 10 options. You can just, you want Montana? You can just have Montana. Just come coach the U.S. team
and right now.
Yeah, Nolan Bianchi on the Western Hotline. Appreciate the time, Nolan, and catching up, and maybe we'll chat again before the season.
All right, sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Nolan.
You too. Thanks, Nolan.
All right. Yeah,
Joe. I watch soccer from totally a 30,000 foot view. I am not into the names. I could not. I mean, Kristen Pulisic, right? Is that his name?
Pulisic. You're close enough.
Pulisic. Thank you. Sorry. See,
I'll give it to you.
I will readily admit to everybody, like, just it's not the sport that I get into, but I do love the big events, and I know when the U.S. is playing because it's all over my feed. I'll watch it. I'll be interested. So I'm not the guy that gets into it. Like, you're much more that guy. Jeremy is much more. I brought on Nick Mendola last week, and we talked about it after they lost the game. And, you know, I want to support USMT and US women's team and all that. That's great. Love it. But I got a couple questions. Can we do that? I got a couple questions, and or at least I can give you my thought, and you can kind of piggyback and let me know what's going on here.
Perfect.
About this whole thing.
Yeah.
If you want to take a few minutes on
let's,
that.
Let's take a timeout. We'll do that when we come back. We got some more football to get to as well. So football and football. And there's a game tonight.
Yes.
Which I actually, like, I'll link the two together. Tonight is Messi in Argentina against Canada in the semis of this tournament that the U.S. got embarrassed by. So we'll get to that, because not only did they get eliminated, and their neighbor to the north, who's never... You think the U.S. has been bad at soccer. Canada has never been anything, and there they are having the dream tournament that we've been waiting like 50 years to have. So yeah, I'm ready to go for just a little bit on this. I'll get all my energy out on that. Time out here. We'll come back with some football and some football. It's Jeremy and Joe. Sal's in for Jeremy. Your phone calls are also welcome. We had a Keon Coleman question from earlier that fans were getting in on would you take Gabe Davis for Coleman? And that could be twofold. That could be just for this year or for his entire career with the Bills. So let us know what you think on that front at 803-0550. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.